This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's July 31st, and on this date, 230 years ago in 1790, the first ever patent was issued in the United States to Samuel Hopkins. The patent, officially signed by United States President George Washington, centered on a process of making potash, an ingredient used in fertilizer. An interesting note, application and document fees ran about $5, that'd be $139 today, but the inventor also had to pay a copying charge of 10 cents per 100 words. That's because patents for carbon paper, photography, photocopying, and optical scanning were yet to be applied for. Since the very first one, there have been more than 6 million more patents issued to people and counting. And it was on this date in 2012, a blackout left 600 million without power in India. Dubbed the world's biggest blackout ever, said New Delhi correspondent Elliot Hannon, quote, at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the country's northern and eastern power grids failed. Schools and office workers poured into the afternoon drizzle to try to beat the rush home. Stoplights were dark and the city's metro system failed. An interesting note, although hundreds of millions were affected by the outages, many Indians had little or no access to electricity, where it is still considered a luxury, as one-third of the households did not have enough electricity to power a light bulb. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.